house this morning. Feel his presence to have my soul stirred this morning.
Amen.
Y'all be much in prayer for me this morning. As you know, Brother Jerry's been preaching from the 11th chapter of Hebrews, from verse 6. And he's given us boys the opportunity to continue on with that scripture and to go with it while the Lord leads us. And this morning, I'm going to do my best with the Lord's help. I'm reading the message this morning that he's laid upon my heart back first of this week. And he's stuck with me all week. And folks, you know, you'd think in a week's time I'd know what I was doing up here, but I don't know anything. So I stand up here and depend on him.
Bless you, Lord.
Bless you,
Lord. 11th chapter of Hebrews in verse 6, it says, "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him."
Amen.
Amen.
Now, I believe that's pretty much straightforward.
Yep.
I personally don't have a whole lot of problem understanding what that scripture is saying to me.
Bless you, Lord.
Amen.
But sometimes, as the brother sang earlier, we can see a little better after we've been stricken blind.
Amen. Amen. Bless you, Lord.
If you'd like, I'm going to share a story with you over in the book of Luke. You can turn there if you'd like. In chapter 7, I've never preached off this scripture. To be honest with you, I don't think I've ever really paid a whole lot of attention to it.
Bless you, Lord.
Read a little more scripture. We'll get into the message. Mm-hmm. The book of Luke in chapter 7, we'll start about verse 36. It says, "And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment, and stood at his feet behind him weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee which had bidden him saw it, he spake within himself, saying, This man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner.
Bless your mouth.
And Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he saith, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me therefore, which of them will love him most? Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave the most. And he said unto him, Thou hast rightly judged. And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, Seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet. But she hath washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. For she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And he said unto her, Thy sins are forgiven. And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, Who is this that forgiveth sins also? And he said to the woman, Thy faith hath saved thee. Go in peace. Friend, this morning I want you to think about something this morning. I have this little story right here. Boy, I tell you what, just stirs my soul. Boy, if you think about this woman, you know, as a Pharisee, as we learned, his name was Simon.
Right.
Hey, he invited the Lord to come into his house and sit and meet with him. I invited him to dinner, didn't he? And it wasn't just them that were there. We learned that there was many others there. I want you to think about something. As I was reading this scripture, and it talked about this woman.
Lord,
had come forth, hearing that Jesus was in the house. Of the Pharisee, she come in. To be with him there. She was seeking out something. As I was reading it, it said she came with an alabaster box. And the Bible says that she stood behind him. She stood behind Jesus a weeping. I thought to myself, what was this woman doing there? Why was it that she was weeping? I thought about this and I questioned, you know, for a while. I meditated on it. What was this woman doing here? But you know, when I backed up, and I started reading, all the things that happened in the book of Luke. Before we got to this chapter, you know, Jesus was out there preaching and teaching. He was healing the lame. He was touching the blind. That they would see again. He was doing all these things. I even remember the story about the man who was stricken with palsy. He tried to get to Jesus, but he couldn't get into the house to be in the midst where Jesus was. That they took him up on the, you've heard this before, they took him up on the rooftop and lowered him in his bed down. To the Lord, for his faith was great. If you remember in that, Jesus spoke unto him and said, "Thy sins are forgiven thee." Let me tell you something, this woman, no doubt. We know the fame of Jesus. It spread abroad. I'm sure the word went out. And into all the land. This woman, no doubt, has heard about this man called Jesus. She had no doubt heard that this man says, I am the Son of God. I am here not to condemn the world, but to save the world. Let me tell you something, this woman, no doubt, had heard about this man. She wanted to be, no doubt, in his presence. She didn't come to him stricken with some withered hand. She didn't come to him stricken with a palsy. She didn't come to him blind and couldn't see. She comes to him with sin in her life. Her sins were many. She come into him. Seeking him, to be in his presence. Her faith, was great. When she heard about this man called Jesus, he is a forgiver of sins. Her faith was great. She believed him to be who he said he was. I guarantee, I can just see her walking into the house. Walking up behind the Lord. Being in the presence of the divine Holy Son of God. All she could do was weep. Her tears flowed, no doubt. She got down. And washed his feet with the tears. Washed her feet with their tears. Washed his feet with her tears. Are you hearing it today?
Yes.
She washed his feet with her tears. There was no bowl of water there. It was her tears as she washed the Savior's feet with. Then it says that she wiped them with her hair. And then she proceeded to kiss. She humbled herself before the Master, the Lord. She got down and humbled herself and praised him and worshipped him. And kissed his feet. And then she took the anointment. And anointed his feet with the ointment. She anointed his feet.
Amen.
She done a service unto the Lord.
Amen.
She believed. You know, God gives us that little bit of faith.
Yeah.
Without faith, it is impossible to please him.
Yeah.
You know, this woman, no doubt, she was a sinner.
Yeah.
She was a sinner. The Bible says her sins were many. This Pharisee, you know, within his own mind, I tell you, you know, thought to himself, if this prophet only knew what kind of woman it was, that was touching him, she's defiled, she's a corruptible woman, he wouldn't have none of this, but let me tell you something, Jesus loved that woman, he loved her. You know what, if she'd been whole, if she'd been righteous, you know what? She wouldn't have needed anything from the Lord. But she was a sinful woman.
Yeah.
Had many sins in her life.
Yeah. Amen.
I tell you, you know,
Bless the Lord.
Old Pharisee. That old Pharisee, you know, he wouldn't have had that woman touching his feet. He wouldn't have had that woman's tears
bless
falling upon him. No, because she's filthy, she was defiled, she was no good. But that woman had great faith.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless she come and done a humble service unto the Lord.
Amen. Bless him, Lord. Bless him, Jesus. Bless him, Lord.
Y'all don't have to turn there, but over in the book of John.
Bless Jesus.
Over in the book of John. Talking about spiritual blindness. It says, but though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed on him, not on him, that the same Elijah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who hath believed our report?
Yeah.
And to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed? Mm-hmm. Therefore they could not believe, because that Isaiah said again, he hath blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted.
Yes, bless him.
I should heal them. These things said Isaiah when he saw the glory and spake of him. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also, many believed on him.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue.
Amen.
For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God.
Amen.
And Jesus cried and said, he that believeth on me believeth not on me, but on him that sent me.
Mm-hmm.
And he that seeth me seeth him that sent me.
Yeah.
And come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. Brethren, this woman was in darkness.
Yeah.
She came into the light of the world.
Bless you, Lord.
You know, Jesus gave a little parable there about two debtors.
Mm-hmm.
One that owed a lot more than the other. And he asked Simon, he said, which of these two,
amen,
when the debtor seen that they couldn't pay neither one of them, which of these two, and said it was all right, he gave them of their debts, which of them loved more than the other?
Yeah.
And Simon answered him correctly. He said the one that owed more.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He says, you've answered correctly. You know, when I think about that, there's a lot of people in this life without, hey, that probably lived a much more righteous life than I have. There's people in this life, let me tell you something, hey, that maybe grew up in a good, God-fearing Christian home.
Amen.
Hey, didn't get out here and soil their garments. Hey, the way that some folks have, like myself. Hey, let me tell you something, there's people out here, hey, no doubt, can have so much to need to be forgiven for. Hey, but yet they still have to be forgiven. Hey, but they ain't some of us. Hey, there's sins were many out here in the world. Hey, let me tell you something, I love the Lord today. Hey, I thank you for where he brought me from. Hey, I were many. Hey, let me tell you something. Hey, the other day I was just like that woman. I standing in a little church. Hey, in the presence of the Lord. Hey, he said, for two or three are gathered in my name. Hey, there I am in the midst of them. Hey, let me tell you something. He was in the midst. Hey, I come to the 14th of 2012. Hey, as I stood in this little church, hey, not knowing that I was standing or coming, hey, to a little church in which God would be in the presence. Hey, that he would be in the midst. Hey, because I didn't know what kind of place I was coming to. Hey, but I found myself in the presence of God.
Amen.
Hey, let me tell you something. That small measure of faith, hey, that was given to me. Hey, that same measure of faith that's given to each and every man. Hey, let me tell you something. It got stirred. Hey, it began to take hold on me. Hey, I could feel the growing calling of the Lord. Hey, saying, come unto me. Hey, let me tell you something. I was like that woman. I standing right back here. Hey, Jesus, I'm here. fear. Hey, I was back here behind him weeping. Hey, just a dying inside. Hey, knowing I needed to be healed. Hey, knowing I needed to be forgiven. Hey, knowing I needed to be made whole. And I thank God, hey, that I'd have come. Hey, and I got down on my knees. Hey, and I washed his feet with my tears that day. Hey, I washed his feet with my tears that day. Oh, thank God for that. Thank God for that. And I tell you what, friend, ever since that day, hey, just like that woman, hey, when she done what she done, hey, when she humbled herself, hey, when she with her faith, she couldn't have done it without faith. Hey, let me tell you something. She humbled herself and done a service unto the Lord. And he said, thy sins are forgiven thee. Go in peace. Thy faith has saved thee.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, friend. How you can go out here and do all the work you want to do. How you can do all the work that God says for God. Hey, but if you don't have any faith to back it up, hey, your work is dead.
Yeah.
Hey, it's in vain this morning.
Amen.
That woman's work was not in vain.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Let me tell you something, Brother Jerry. You know what?
Yeah.
A lot of people says, I got faith. I believe in the Lord. I believe in the Lord, but I ain't going to do nothing.
Yeah.
I got all kinds of faith.
Yeah.
Oh, I believe that Jesus come.
Yeah.
Oh, I believe he died and glad.
Yeah.
But I ain't going to do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. Faith without works, it's just dead.
Yeah.
It's kind of works and no faith.
Amen.
That's one and not have the other.
That's right.
Amen.
That's the truth.
Let me tell you something this morning, folks.
Bless you.
That woman. Man, I just can't. Man, it started my soul away thinking about her standing there behind Jesus weeping. Weeping.
Amen.
Weeping. She didn't come and ask him for anything.
Praise the Lord.
She come with faith and humbled herself.
Mm-hmm. Yes, amen.
It is impossible to please God without faith.
Yes, that's right, brother.
It is impossible to please God without faith.
Mm-hmm.
I can't help but wonder when the Lord looks down on me, Lord, am I pleasing in thy sight?
Yeah.
Am I pleasing in thy sight?
Bless the Lord.
I fall short of the glory of God. We all do.
Yep.
Yeah.
All men have fallen short of the glory of God.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. I don't know about you, friend, but I know that I desire to be closer and closer and closer to the Lord. Hey, today, if you can say you're as close to God as you want to be, hey, that you're all right and everything's good, fine and dandy with you, hey, that there's nothing that you need to do. Hey, there's nothing you need to do. There's nothing you need to confess of. I'm scared for you this morning. Because, friend, let me tell you something. I cannot get close enough to the Lord. This message come unto me before it came unto you. Hey, you won't find me crawling under the altar today. Hey, for I've already been to the altar this morning. Hey, I've already prayed and asked the Lord. Help me to be closer. Hey, help me to be more Christ-like. Help me to live and seek ye and to do thy will.
Amen.
He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him.
Amen.
Do you seek the Lord?
Amen.
Do you seek the Lord? This morning, maybe you come to realization that, you know, I've pushed the Lord aside. I don't let Him have as much a part of a say-so in my
life.
Bless
Him, Lord. Bless Him, Lord.
You know, used to maybe there's a day when you would ask the Lord to lead you and guide you to make the right decisions in your life. In your work life, family life, every aspect of your life. He don't want just part of you. He wants all of you.
Amen, brother.
Sometimes we get in that, I'm going to do what I want to do.
Yep.
We get in that wanting to please the flesh.
Yep.
And we're not seeking out what the Lord's will is. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. I believe, Brother Jerry, that woman diligently seeked Him.
Amen.
I believe she was finding out, talking, trying to hear where this man called Jesus was going to be. She was seeking Him.
Yep.
And she seeked Him out, and what a rewarder He was.
Yes.
All her sins, which were many, those sins that were going to send her to the pit of hell, He was forgiven her.
Yep.
Do we seek Him?
Praise the Lord.
Do we seek Him? Our decisions at home, at work, things that we decide that we think we want or need in life. Do we seek out what His will is?
Amen.
If you will, God will reward you. Seek out the Lord's will. Seek out what He wants from you this morning. I don't know where you stand this morning. I don't know where you're at in life. I don't know what your needs are, but I tell you one thing, friend. I know from the bottom of my heart,
that
not one of us can honestly say, raise our hand and say, hey, I know that I'm pleasing in God's sight. I stand in need of nothing. I don't need to be any closer. Because we all have that need this morning.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, there's no better way, no better place to get closer to the Lord than to come and get on your knees at His feet and let your tears wash His feet.
Praise the Lord.
Humble yourself to Him this morning. And let's go ahead and stand, Brother David, give a song of invitation if you would.
Amen.